Aloha, and welcome to Global Family Live. I am your host, Kay Snow Davis, with a very special guest tonight, Tony Cameron. We're going to be talking about release core issues and free your life. Now, if your week's been anything like so many people have been reporting, relief is good. So no matter where you are or what your life feels like right now, this hour is for you. So just relax and take a deep breath. Now breathe in aliveness. And then let your breath out. And release your stress of the day. Now gently and fully breathe in love. And slowly release your breath in gratitude. Gratitude for your life. Gratitude for this moment. And gratitude for who you are on this planet. Well, this has been quite a week. So let's do a little emotional weather report here before we head into our time with Tony. So a couple of things that I think might be valuable for you to kind of observe. You know, if you observe with me in your life, notice what's been happening for you since September 3rd of this year. Some of the things that are being reported is there's a lot of deep emotional energy, feelings, conditions that seem to be emerging. And what some of the people are noticing, some of it feels like really old stuff. Stuff that it really felt like they'd gotten rid of. So what I want you to be aware of, if you have any of these conditions arising right now in your life, please don't be in resistance to them, and also please don't be in judgment of yourself. Just appreciate and acknowledge that at this time there is a huge release that's being made available to all of us to become current with our own soul purpose, with our own inner divine being. So some of these things that have been residual, literally in your muscular self, in your cellular being, in your emotional or energetic body, there is now space that is allowing this residual energy to emerge in order to leave. It's not going through your mind and through your body and through your emotions to make a deeper groove. It's coming out. Now, the difference, let's look at the difference, because 30 years ago, 1977 to 1979, we had Saturn in Virgo. But what we didn't have 30 years ago, we didn't have Uranus in Pisces. Now, Uranus in Pisces since 2003, March 11th of 2003, till 2010, is working on dissolving and decrystallizing our limited belief systems, personally and collectively. So this is an inside-outside job. So if you're noticing that you can't remember things in the same way, if you're noticing that you dissolve into tears more easily than you ever have in your life, there's nothing wrong with you. You know what we've done, probably for centuries? We've just ran over our sadness, and we've gone straight to the fire, to the anger. And we've been aggressive and assertive, and we've created war and conflict. And we have this residual space and energy And it's filled with sadness. Because on this planet, we've been really hurtful to each other. We've been really hurtful to ourselves. And we've really, really been disrespectful and ungrateful and harmful to our beloved Mother Earth. So if you've noticed that sadness seems to be coming to you faster and easier and sometimes might feel like it's out of left field. Well, it's really not out of left field. It's out of what's been left unnoticed or unmoved or unrecognized within your own cellular being. So let those tears flow and know it's such a blessing. When I was living on Kauai, my sweet Hanaid sister, whenever tears would flood through me from just being on that sacred land, she would say, "Oh, good, good. The Aina is blessing you. The land is blessing you." So, you know, whether you live on the island of Kauai or you live in the desert with Las Vegas, it's all sacred land. And the sacred land of this earth is blessing you 24/7. So whatever you need to grow stronger and clearer and more self-responsible, more self-respectful, kinder, and more joyous, more balanced, healthier, all of that's available to you 24/7 because the universe holds a divine order that has absolutely nothing to do with the chaos that we humans can generate and create. And you are a direct expression of that universal divine order. You are a unique expression of that universal divine order. There simply is not another person on this planet like you. Now is the time to take ownership of your uniqueness, to take ownership of your magnificence, and let your light shine. So this time that we have right now, from what I can see astrologically, and, you know, 35 years is a drop in the bucket for all the times that our wonderful universe and this incredible zodiac has been supporting the interaction of life and movement on this planet. But in my 35 years of working with these icons in the universe called planets, I've never seen anything like this. So I'm not discouraged at all with the true plan that is revealing itself. We have more support and more guidance and more power and more light for each of us as we are emerging from our own shadows, from our own imagination of our limitations and imagination of separateness. All life seeks the light. We are the light, seeking the light of the universe as the light seeks us. You know, one of the things Edgar Cayce said that I just loved, he said, when you look out at that night sky and you see all those stars are looking back and seeing the same thing in you. That's pretty profound, and I truly trust that. So relax. Get off of the judgment of yourself about how you should feel, you shouldn't think this, you shouldn't do this, da-da-da-da-da. Get off of that. And just be grateful and appreciative that you're feeling and that you're conscious enough to know that you're feeling. That's a huge blessing. And then take responsibility and ask your heart, what am I to do with this energy? How shall I move forward with this energy right now? So listening to you, listening to your inner power, listening to your emerging light being self is so important, because there's no one else that can hear your inner message like you. There's no one else that can translate it, can heal it, can make it better in the same way that you can by truly listening. So trust yourself, release the judgment on yourself, and just watch how you emerge in this day and this time of quantum change on this planet. Now, if you've just joined us, I want to remind you that you've joined Global Family Live, and I am your host, Kay Snow Davis, with a very special guest tonight, Tony Cameron, and we're going to be talking about release core issues and free your life. Now, remember, this is live, so you can call in if you want. The U.S. number is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-0756. And then anywhere else in the world, you have a direct line at 530-876-3222. And I want to remind you that you do have a free conference telephone call if you dial 212-990-7370. On my website, you can listen to a synopsis of my work with Point of Power, Wheel of Life Cycles, and Generational Cycles. Gives you a little bit of a preview of this material. So if you need or want the books or the CDs, they're available on www.globalfamilyeducation.com. If you want personal sessions with me, you can dial 808-822-4332. Now, get ready. We've got this wonderful time together, and let me just tell you a little bit about Tony. First of all, I'm just so delighted that I've had the opportunity to meet Tony. Literally, we're neighbors here in the Studio City, Toluca Lake area. And Tony is the founder of Vajara, a healing center that is based here in Toluca Lake. She personally managed the remodel of a lovely older home to create the sanctuary. I've been there. I've seen it. It's such a special gift. She's a healer, an artist, and a businesswoman who brings a variety of professional skills to her clients to create a total environment that is nurturing to the body, mind, and spirit. Now, Tony lived for 12 years on the island of Maui, and her lifestyle there ignited her passion and values for living in community based on her experience of a very deep connection with nature living on the island. Her heart's desire is to create centers that bring peace and beauty to others, to contribute to this evolutionary growth of soul purpose living here on the planet. She's practiced a number of healing modalities and studied with several spiritual masters in her own personal journey, and she's using the integration of ancient wisdom and some of the newest healing modalities in her work. Now, she works with Theta Healing, Body Talk, and breakthrough. So I'm going to have Tony explain to us the magic of this work. Tony, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Hello, Kay. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful introduction, and I really enjoyed your meditation. I believe that the time now really represents a time where these traditions that we're bringing forth and the therapy that we're doing is able to get to some of those core issues that we've not yet been able to really touch and really open up for release. And I'm so blessed to be able to have some techniques that are able now to assist people to really go to the core of their being, to release much more of the magic that's within them so that they can be co-creators and the vibrant flames that they really are, and their soul's purpose just starts to ignite in a way that's magical when these core things are released and that pain from so many lifetimes disappears. So one of the major techniques that we use is theta healing, and it's a very quick, simple, and effective way to remove clear emotional, physical issues, anything that's holding us back on the journey. You know, our beliefs function like computer programs, and so they function creating wealth, poverty, sickness or health, success or failure, loneliness or interconnectedness, and they thereby create all our daily experiences in the world around us. So the beliefs we hold are almost entirely beneath our conscious awareness. Some of them are formed during our childhood experiences. Others are passed on through our DNA, and then even others are formed from past lives. So we have this collective unconscious that is just continually affecting what we attract, how we interact, how we feel. And with theta, what we do is a trained practitioner goes quickly and easily into a theta brainwave state. And by shifting into a deep state of awareness, we set into action by a prayer and command to move into the consciousness of the client's body with permission, and then start viewing and talking to the physical, emotional, and spiritual projects that the person's working with or the emotions that they're feeling. And we're able then to, through a series of questions, go to those unconscious holds and allow those memories to come up and bring them to the conscious mind to resolve the past issues. So many health challenges, physical challenges, things that have been an issue for a long time get resolved. So, for example, last week I talked with a woman who had for many, many years had never been able to have a relationship that lasted a long time. She had a belief that the person would leave her, and she had such an abandonment issue. And it stemmed from a very early childhood experience of in her mother's history. Her mother was married 3 times before she was 5 years old. So she constantly felt abandoned and not worthy and not listened to, and therefore in all of her relationships up until her current one, which is she's in her late 40s, she's had this pain of creating these situations where people are unavailable. Either they can't come because they are working somewhere out of the state, or they have another relationship, or emotionally unavailable, but it's a continual theme that goes on. So many of us have those in different ways. It could be financial. It could have to do with a jealousy pattern. It could have to do with relationship. And I'm sure everyone can relate to some of those issues. So I'm finding that this theta healing is one of the quickest and easiest ways to get to the core and to release it.
Now, Tony, I know of this work, and I know that it's incredibly powerful, and I want to respond to what you said and make sure that I'm clear and that we've got this clear for our audience. So you, as a practitioner of theta, actually go into that theta level of consciousness. And then it's from that place that you are asking the questions of your client?
Yes, that's right, Kay. Mm-hmm.
And so from that clear place, because the theta state of consciousness provides an expansion beyond the frontal lobe of the brain. Mm-hmm. So you're really functioning from a very extended consciousness. And now, do you hear which questions to ask, or how do those questions come to you, Tony?
They come through my intuition.
Uh-huh.
And it's not me who does the healing. Actually, I am just providing the space for
right.
God or Creator or all that is
uh-huh.
to perform the healing. But it really bypasses our ego and or our mind, and it gets it out of the way so that that unconscious can be worked with very simply.
You know, I'm so excited about the advancement in consciousness that we're making as human beings to understand that we're not a dense mass of protoplasm, that we don't have any ability to influence, and that science is also recognizing with quantum physics that everything is energy. And so as we allow ourselves to come into these new, what we are calling new, but really they're quite old healing techniques, aren't they, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. There's a combination of new and old.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so valuable for us to be able to have these tools and techniques as consciousness is shifting collectively, so we don't have to be floundering around. We really can be much more directed in these times of change with this wonderful work.
It's so exciting. You know, 20, 30 years ago, we may have taken 10 sessions to get to where we might in one session.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no comparing the quality of the understanding and leap that we can take at this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
You know, I would like to make sure that we have this differentiation of issues that are psychological and issues that are neurological, because there is a distinct difference, and they definitely interplay. But if we have psychological issues, usually we have some cognition or some memory, whether it's been brought forth or not. We have some way to access that because somehow it's made an impression through the cognitive part of the brain, and we have a remembrance or a vision or something that we can recall. The neurological impressions and inputs and imprints actually start at conception, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton from his book, The Biology of Belief.
Mm-hmm.
And these imprints in our neuropathways, we have no consciousness of them, and yet what Tony's talking about with the vibration and the changes that occur, these can be like a knee-jerk reaction in our life, influencing our choices and our behaviors, and we don't even know why that's happening. So like when she mentioned about the woman who, by the time she was five, her mother had been married three times. Now, this little one did not cognitively think about abandonment. She probably didn't even know the word. But she had an experience. Neurological impressions and imprints come through experience. That can be visual, it can be auditory, it can be kinesthetic. But it's an experience. It gets registered in the neural pathways and has an influence then on how we cognitively set up our own safety mechanisms to accommodate these. So this theta healing, if we're looking at this, Tony, do you notice that one session is usually sufficient? And how long does a session usually last?
Well, the sessions last an hour, and
uh-huh.
we are addressing whatever the client initially would like to address. If we get to a point where that seems to release, there may be other issues that come up as a portion or a part. And we need to look at those belief systems to start clearing a whole way of being that's a little bit different than how it has been.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking a look at how, so perhaps I get rid of the fear of abandonment, but do I know how to attract someone, or do I even know what it feels like to be in a healthy relationship? So there's other ways then we start to take a look to open that up, to bring that comfort zone and to bring in new beliefs about how we can actually function in a new way of being.
So as something old is displaced, then there may be like another layer of that issue or a corresponding issue that's hooked in. So it, you're kind of trading things off here, aren't you? You're taking, supporting that person to release what's not working, and then supporting them to allow what will work for them to come into that space.
Yes, that's right.
It's sure satisfying to see these things happen in what we would call minimum time versus weeks and months and years.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, my blessing, definitely.
Now, how does this work? Do you do this work on children and the elderly? Is there any conditions with the age? Does that make any difference?
No, I haven't found any condition with age. I do, if I do theta work on a someone underage, I like the parents' written approval.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, what about, is this the kind of work, do you have to be present with the client, or can you do it over the phone?
I do a majority of my sessions over the phone.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy to do them in person for people locally, but most of my sessions are with people across the country and even internationally now.
Oh, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And so then all they have to do is just be on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We
and then what, kind of in a quiet place for them?
Mm-hmm. Somewhere where they can be relaxed and pay full attention.
Uh-huh. And then when you're doing the phone sessions, it's usually about an hour.
Yes, it's about an hour.
So the phone number where people could actually call or make an appointment with you, what would they use, Tony? What number do you like to use?
Mm-hmm. That's 818-761-2315.
2315?
That's right. 818-761-2315.
Okay. Well, now the theta healing, you're really acting like a conduit, aren't you? You're acting as the messenger of a vibrational shift that the other person can plug into.
Mm-hmm. And it's always when someone is ready for that shift. So it comes at a time when it becomes an issue in someone's life and they're really cognizant that this isn't working anymore and I'm ready to make a shift.
Uh-huh.
I know that it's going to change something in me. It can actually even be a physical ailment, although I use body talk, which is another modality, quite a bit in the physical realm, but they both address both mental, emotional, and physical, and unconscious systems.
Uh-huh.
Because we're such a combination of systems, not any one person gets to even the same type of a symptom in the same way.
That's such an important piece to remember, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like us to take just a moment to talk about that, Tony, because one of the things I've been noticing in the last couple of months, of course, I was in Japan as well as in Kauai and Maui and the Big Island and also in Las Vegas, and I'm getting ready to go to Colorado, that I've had a lot of exposure to a lot of different age groups. And one of the key things that seems to be happening right now is each person is evolving in their own oneness and their own belief system. Just what you've said, the uniqueness of each individual in their process, this is so critical, I feel, for each one of us, first of all, to respect our own process, And then to know there will be no one else on the planet that will ever see, feel, or do things in the same way we do. And it doesn't mean that they aren't doing their process. So what you're supporting people with is so important that they can find a way to look at this and experience it in a new way. Now, if you'll hold on just a moment, Tony, I think we have a caller on the line. Aloha.
Hello, Kay. This is Martha.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm just fine. And you and Tony?
Yes, great.
Well, I had a question for Tony.
Great.
And this is maybe something that you're about to address, but I thought I'd call and ask in case it didn't get covered.
Good.
I was curious about body talk. Does that happen in the Theta state as well?
We love that question, Martha, because I think we're about ready to head there, aren't we, Tony?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Martha. Thanks for asking.
Great. Well, then I'll take my answer offline.
Martha, is there anything special about body talk that you want, or do you just want to know the overall concept of that work?
I think I'd like an overall concept.
Okay. Thank you so much, and blessings to you.
Blessings to you both.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Talk about intuitive, huh? Yay, Martha.
She's wonderful.
So launch into body talk for us now, Tony, and tell us about that.
Okay.
Now, do these all go together? Do you work with them all together or each separately?
With body talk and Theta, I can interchange them within one session.
Uh-huh.
What I'll start with in a body talk session can lead me through the body talk protocol into Theta to work more with belief systems.
Uh-huh.
So I'm interchanging them only in a very organic way that comes about through the innate wisdom that comes through.
Uh-huh.
So in a body talk session, the practitioner really facilitates as a communicator with innate wisdom so the body can come back into neuromuscular balance through feedback, neuromuscular feedback.
Uh-huh.
So after asking innate a series of yes and no questions, the client's own body wisdom leads the practitioner to locate the imbalances within the whole body that are the priority and then allows them through simple tapping processes to start their own repair. And it brings the body back into this full wholeness and is quite powerful in addressing a number of symptoms and ailments that are not effectively treated through the medical profession.
Now, Tony, I need a little fill-in here. So you're using body talk, and how are you measuring or checking for the symptoms in your client if they're personal or if they're online? Can you do body talk online, or is this a personal session?
Well, I do both with body talk, but I do distance sessions as well with
uh-huh.
body talk because I'm using my own biofeedback on their innate system. And so I'm able to get the links. I can speak it to them over the telephone
uh-huh.
and then do the tapping as if they were right in front of me. They are just as effective and sometimes even more effective remotely
uh-huh.
because the person's consciousness is more relaxed and in a state of receptivity.
Now, are you using kinesiology in a surrogate manner to assist the client? How are you doing this?
Mm-hmm, exactly. I'm muscle testing as a surrogate.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm allowing them all to be very quiet in a relaxed state.
And uh-huh.
I will speak to them the links I have. So, for example, in a body talk session, it may tell me through the protocol as I go through, I'm asking, and it may give me an organ, and I go through and I'm asking, and it gets to lungs, and I ask for more specific information on that, and it may take me to the right lung, and it may go more specifically into the physiology of the right lung, or it could even come up with something to do with the concept around grief. Or it could have to do with an emotion that's caught in the lung. And then it may take me into a time or an event or an activity where that actually occurred.
Uh-huh.
And so what we're doing is very specifically pinpointing where the communication in the body broke down and then realigning those pieces so that it can come back, release that energy, and come back into balance.
So, Tony, could we do a little sample here? Let's just imagine that I'm a client calling you and I'm saying, boy, you know, with this weather change, I've got aches in my shoulder, and I think that ache is even going down my arm into my hand. What should I do? How would you help me with this?
Well, I would say if we're doing a body talk session, I'd ask you just to allow me to see if what priorities come up within your system.
Uh-huh.
And so I would start out and I would ask, first of all, is permission a priority?
Uh-huh.
And I would ask, okay, sections, and through that I might get to section 4, and I'm asking, internally I'm asking the questions, is it body chemistry, active memory, hair, and I get down to musculoskeletal, for example.
Uh-huh.
And then it may take me into a reciprocal between the shoulder and the hip that's out of balance.
Uh-huh.
And then I would just imagine you laying in front of me, and I would have you hold your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
I would hold your hip.
Uh-huh.
And I would tap your head.
Uh-huh.
On both sides of your brain.
Uh-huh.
And then on your sternum.
Uh-huh.
So it's resetting the brain and then storing that within the heart.
Uh-huh.
For permanent storage. So that's repairing those particular links that are causing the situation.
Uh-huh.
Now, that may not be the whole effect of it. It may go then into some other area. So
uh-huh.
I'm asking, is it still more within that musculoskeletal system? And it's telling me no. And I'm going, okay, so then do I go forward or backward? And it may take me up to environment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm asking for more specific on the environment.
Uh-huh.
And it may tell me that it has to do with a person. So I want to get more specific. Okay. So it has to do, is it a family member? No. Is it someone you work with? Oh, okay. It has to do with your boss. Oh,
uh-huh.
All right. So is that, and then we ask more questions, and it may come up to tell me that it has to do with consciousness. And it may be an overburdening in the shoulder based on responsibilities that this boss has put on you.
So this thing that could be represented as a physical challenge or recognized as a physical discomfort could, from the way you're describing this to us, it could actually be just symptomatic. And as you go through the layers, then you can really get much closer to what's the real issue that's generating this condition.
Absolutely. And if it is something that has been a chronic problem, we can also go in and the innate wisdom will take us to a particular place. For example, I have a man that had 35% usage of his heart.
Uh-huh.
He had a triple bypass, and when he got out of the operating room, he had another heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he knew that he had childhood issues that were really affecting his ability to open his heart,
uh-huh.
and that they were actually manifesting in some of his physical discomfort.
Uh-huh.
So we started working, and so we weren't focused specifically on the parts of the heart, but it did take us there to start opening some valves, to start doing some movement within and giving links that would reconnect the communication systems within his heart.
Uh-huh.
And he then went to his Ayurvedic doctor, who said that he was having a much better combination and that he hadn't been able to yet take his EKG, but he felt that he was definitely retrieving quite quickly more use of his actual physical heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you work with such a severe condition as that, and you're changing things, helping that body change things neurologically, do you get the message sometimes when the body has said, okay, this is enough for right now?
Oh, that's how body talk works.
Uh-huh.
It tells me when it's had enough. So
uh-huh.
we'll go to another link, and I'm asking, do we go forward, backward, no?
Uh-huh.
End of session. So it immediately will tell me when the body has enough, and then I'll ask, how long till the next session? It may tell me a week, it may tell me 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending on how long it will take to integrate the work that's been done.
Right, right, because I know the level and rate at which we can work with neural pathways and the electromagnetic field in the body, that the actual density of the cellular mass doesn't move as fast. And
no.
So we have to allow for accommodation and recalibration of all of the systems when we're doing such dramatic work.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, so let's just say this man that had the severe heart condition, now, did he start feeling a change right away? Did it take him a while before he could feel the difference? How did his body respond to the work?
He said he was very tired the first day we had done it. He had
uh-huh.
to rest quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
It was 2 weeks before he could have another session.
Uh-huh.
And he had noticed that his energy level had come up a bit, but it had taken time. So it was a process for him. Especially, this had to do with childhood issues of abuse, and so it took a long time
uh-huh.
for him to
very intense, wasn't
yeah,
it? Uh-huh.
To let that go through his system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with what you're saying about his feeling tired, this just triggers one more thing I would like to say to our audience, that when we're making these huge paradigm shifts, which are first energetic electromagnetic field influence in the neural pathways, if our conscious mind doesn't know this is happening, our body knows. And tired is one of the conditions and one of the ways that our body says, you know, I need some support here. Would you please rest? Would you please shut your eyes? Would you please shut your brain off? And drink more water, drink more water, drink more water. So I think it's really important right now with what Tony is sharing with us and for us to understand how much our body is doing right now. It's just tremendous. So please, please listen to your body and honor it when it has a request that you're not being lazy. If you're tired in the middle of the day, there's probably way more going on inside of you than you even know.
That's great advice. And so often we can't pinpoint what it really is.
No.
It's a feeling, and there's no way we can judge ourselves for that. It's just an honoring of who we are and what's going on. And if it's rest, it's rest. If it's, you know, go outside and be in the dirt and
right.
Next to nature, that's what it is, too.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing is, of course, drink water, because we can feel tired if our brain is dehydrated, since our brain is 40% water. Next is take some deep breaths. The brain is 30% oxygen. And if those two alone don't help us feel differently, then it's like it's more than just that, which means that all the rest of the cells are involved and need support as well. I'm really aware right now, and you probably are too, Tony, that, boy, this is not the time to be pushing our bodies with our minds right now. Have you noticed that as well?
Oh, especially in the past 2 weeks I've noticed it.
It's really been intense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that, you know, we have a really strong tendency in America to be very mental in our thinking processes and in our motivations. And so our mind has ideas about how we should be feeling and how we should be doing things, and doesn't seem to be very open or respectful of what the body might really need. And so then if we don't listen to the small signals, it's going to get bigger. It's going to get bigger and louder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have another process that you were telling me about called the breakthrough process, is this completely different than theta healing or body talk?
It is. It is much more of a mental exercise, but with the ability to get to the underlying issues that make no sense at all.
Uh-huh.
So it's a 7-step process. It was designed by Esther Veltheim, who is the wife of John Veltheim, who was the body talk originator.
Uh-huh.
And it goes through a 7-step process, and what we do is start doing on a board a number of things we're writing, and we get to a point where we recognize some of the decisions that we made very early in our life, typically at 0 to 4, made no sense for who we are now, or it doesn't make sense for how we're really carrying our life, but that we're putting out this vibration that's giving us back exactly what we have said that we want.
Uh-huh. And this is based on then the neural pathway imprints from birth to 4 years old?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So,
unconscious.
Yeah, I don't have a consciousness of that at all, do we?
No. And sometimes even in working with it, it will come up with, we start out with something that would be just a typical irritation where someone knows they're overreacting, but they really don't understand why. They have a story about why and what the other person did. And when we start working it backwards, we find that's really about us and not about them. And what is that reaction? And we take ownership of that reaction and recognize that you know, there is much more about my responsibility towards owning these emotions. And then we go further to define why those emotions, they're actually quite valid for the premise that we've been carrying for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not making ourselves wrong. It's just finally unwinding the craziness by which we've created these rules that always give us something that we typically don't want, but that we've set the rules to get.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, an image that comes to my mind here, Tony, and I want to check this out with you, is that, so if we have a house, and it's like two-story house with a basement, it looked to me like theta healing is up there in that top story, and body talk is on the first floor, and then the breakthrough is in the basement. It's like our whole house has something going on, but sometimes we just don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And when you think about it, each cell contains all of these memories. And so when we start going after all of the combinations of how it affects the other portion of the body, and it's so complicated, you could never, ever think that, you know, we alone could figure that out.
Right, and you know, this is one reason I've been so impressed with Dr. Bruce Lipton's work on epigenetics and also on the 25 years of research of how the environment is the primary stimuli for the cells, because it's the cellular membrane that receives that stimuli, and then it's transmitted to the DNA, and then it's transmitted to all of the other systems, whether they're hormonal or enzymatic or the brain or the heart. And so when you're talking about the lady who had these conditions, you know, from birth to 5 years old, that outer stimuli comes in and makes the impressions in the neural pathways that we don't have a clue that they've been implanted or imprinted, but they will continue to play out at a major level.
Yes. I had one woman who had been abused, and so for many years she'd been in therapy, and she learned very strongly how to create boundaries and how to handle her emotions that came up, but it was still a very controlling way of dealing with bringing herself to a normal reaction within her personal life.
Uh-huh.
And so we were able to go through a breakthrough session and get to those beliefs that really then started to unwind it and allow that energy to release, so that she didn't have to live within this framework of containment and making sure she was monitoring herself all the time to be balanced.
Right.
So what a relief, you know, what a freedom.
What a huge relief, yeah. And what her whole nervous system,
yeah,
would have a completely different experience in life, not having to be a sentinel,
mm-hmm,
for her thoughts and behavior.
The main complaint was chronic fatigue. That's what we
exactly
started on Body Talk. And then after several sessions, we got into the core issues and were able to go much further with that. And it then, of course, releases so much where the body's able then to heal itself as well.
Uh-huh. That's one of my favorite things about Deepak Chopra's work, him and Dr. David Simon. They are, in my opinion, masters at revealing the magnificence of our body,
mm-hmm,
and the phenomenal, phenomenal things that these trillions of cells are managing every moment of every day that we don't have a clue about,
mm-hmm,
but that make it possible for us to have balance. And that if we just honor this temple and take care of it in a very conscious way, the body really only knows wellness.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do amazing things of disrespect and disregard and impingement with toxicity, whether it's ingested or environmental or, you know, what, however it gets there, clothes that we wear, that huge amounts of intrusion have to occur before the body just says, I can't do this anymore.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's phenomenal,
mm-hmm,
to me. It's just phenomenal. And so I really, you know, see so much when Dr. Emoto is working with love and gratitude through the water, when he, mm-hmm, says our body's three-fourths water, the ocean's three-fourths water, and if we just will be in love and gratitude for the water, that we're continuously blessing all the cells in our body as well as blessing this whole earth. And that's his mission, is to teach the people in the world, bless the water with love and gratitude. And that's a very simple thing that we can do.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, if I've got your website here, Tony, so is the best way for people to contact you, is it through the website or on the phone? What's the easiest and best way for them to contact you?
Both is fine. The website will take you to info@vajra.com.
Uh-huh.
Or they can call me at 818-761-3215.
Okay. So let me just say here then that the website is the www, and Vajra is V as in Victor, A, J as in Jewel, ARA.com. Phone number 818-761-3215, or they can send you an email then. Is that right also?
Mm-hmm, right off of the website.
Okay, great. Now, Tony, what have you noticed in just, let's just take this last couple of months since I've seen so many changes, and what have you noticed in the stream of symptoms that are coming with your clients?
More than anything, I see people overloaded. They
uh-huh.
Very overloaded. Exhaustion, stress, some depression, but I would say more than anything, I'm finding people that are really just much too active. Their mind, it can't keep up with what's going on.
Uh-huh. Now, do you think that, does this seem to you to be like personal conditions that the people are having, or do you feel like it's symptomatic now of the rate at which information is being passed on, and our mind is getting overloaded with that? What do you see it as, personal or symptomatic of a general condition in our society?
You know, Kate, to me it's the general condition.
Uh-huh.
I really feel unless we monitor ourselves and the amount of stimuli that comes in, we're overloaded continually.
Uh-huh.
We have email, we have phone, we have, you know, BlackBerry, we have television, we have movies, we have traffic, and more and more conversations going on about many more things. So our life has become so complex because we have so much information.
Mm-hmm. Now you notice, I notice, that our younger generations have a different way of sorting information. They don't seem to let their head or their feet get stuck in the same way. You know, even watching their eye-hand coordination, you know, with text messaging and where it started, you know, with those video games, that they don't seem to have the same overwhelm that older generations do. And I think that we're in the process of a real, in the quantum physics and the quantum paradigm shift here of the neural pathways in those of us who have been on the planet longer really have to allow a relaxation of the way we think it has to be.
Absolutely. And then that flow. When you think about just handling a situation once, you just flow through it, and it doesn't go back and regurgitate. And I think that's really what kids are doing much more of. They just continue, you know, they don't hold on to anything.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm.
And I think another quality that seems to differentiate generationally is our younger people do not have this absolute attachment to have to understand everything. They don't really, you know, they, as you're saying, they flow differently, and there's so much impingement in the older generation in the flow of things because it's like, well, I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me, and therefore it isn't, or I'm not going to do anything with it. And it's like kind of being a twig in the river that's just flooded and thinking, you know, that's going to make a difference. I loved yesterday, it was yesterday at Agape with Reverend Michael, that he was just, he's always on fire with tremendous visions and enlightenment. And yesterday it was really about saying yes to your inner design, saying yes to your inner being. And he said that inner being is relentless in getting through to your consciousness to have the harmony that awaits you be present so you can live with the joy and the abandonment and your creative expression. And so he said, don't think for a moment that inner voice is going to leave just because you don't understand it or you don't want to listen. And I thought that was so valuable and so important for us to remember that the inner part of us is infinite.
And that's really where those miracles occur. You know?
Absolutely.
If we allow them, that they're there for us.
And that's also that place where we're not confined by time, and here we are on a clock, Tony, and can't believe we've wiped out the hour here. And I want to just thank you so much, first of all, for what I know is years and commitment and passion to acquire the clarity that's necessary to do work at this level, and then your humbleness and your pureness of spirit in which you are offering this and working with your clients. So I know what a gift you are on this planet and that others can be gifted by coming to you. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kay. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.